If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher Radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Parents are the foundation of the world, of the home, of the church. Why? Look in Exodus chapter 20. Keep your finger in Genesis 3 and just go over to Exodus 20 for a moment. I'm going to show you. In Exodus chapter 20, we get what's called the Ten Commandments. Verse 1, and God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which has brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. That's the first commandment. The second is, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Second commandment. Then he said, thou shalt not bow thyself down to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and the fourth generation, them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. That means you can't swear and use God's name. The next one, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath unto the Lord. And in it you shall not do any work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, your manservant, your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor the stranger that is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them. And he rested on the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blesses the Sabbath and hallows or sanctifies it. So those first four commandments are directed to God. Every one of them. No idolatry. Don't blaspheme his name. And rest your body 1 day a week, which is an act of worship towards God. If you're working 7 days a week, you're in violation. Take a day off. Tell your neighbor, take a day off. Now watch this. Thou shalt not kill, verse 13. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not lie against your neighbor. Thou shalt not covet anything that your neighbor has. But in the middle, now from verse 13 and following, those are your directives towards your fellow man. The first ones are your directives towards God. The last ones are your directives towards your fellow man. Don't kill them. Don't take their spouses. Don't steal their possessions. Don't lie on them, and don't covet what they have. Now, who's supposed to teach me how to deal with God in the first group? And who is supposed to teach me how to interact with my fellow man? The commandment in the middle, verse 12, honor your mother and your father, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God gives you. So, the rest of the commandments revolve around you honoring mother and father. Now, we're going to hear the word honor, and we're going to think about it in our 21st century mindset. That means in our world, stand up when the pastor comes to preach because we're honoring the office. Honor means to give applaud, to lift, to exalt. But in the Hebrew, The verb to honor means to submit to their office and position, to bring a gift in laudation or out of appreciation, and to follow the instruction they give. So God is saying, put your parents on a pedestal and do what they tell you. And they are supposed to teach you. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, the foundation. The Bible said when the foundations are destroyed, nothing's left. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one, and thou shalt love the Lord with all your heart, your soul, and your might. And these words which I command you this day shall be in your heart. And you shall teach them diligently unto your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk up and down the street, and when you lay down, and when you get up. That means that mother and father should send their children to bed with Scripture and wake them up with Scripture. Why is civilization and society in such disrepair? Because the foundations are being destroyed. When did it start? Go to Genesis chapter 3. It's not society's problem to fix the family. God is the only one that can fix the family. And he's given instruction. And we only have to obey it, especially Christians. The Bible says we are the light of the world, which means the world should look in on us and see how husbands should treat their wives, how wives should treat their husbands, how parents should treat their children, and children their parents. The world should see how we interact with each other and say there's something to it. Look at this. In Genesis chapter 3, an interesting thing takes place. In most cases, biblical theologians and hermeneutists will read this passage and they will capitalize on the primary action. For example, it says, now the serpent was more subtle. Why Moses uses that word to define the serpent is still kind of a mystery to me, because subtlety gives the impression of clandestine acts. In other words, the serpent is acting or has the capacity to act in an insidious manner. Insidious means behind the scenes, like a cancer gene. A cancer gene is insidious because you don't know you have it till the damage is done. Well, that's what Moses is suggesting when he writes this book of Genesis, that the serpent has the capacity to act in a fashion that no one knows about until the damage is done. It carries the secondary meaning of keeping a secret. The CIA is a subtle organization. They keep secrets. The serpent is keeping a secret according to the definition of this word. There are people that are subtle that will give you just enough information to keep you happy, but never total revelation. Those are subtle people. That in mind tells us that this action that is being precipitated by Satan through the serpent has a subtle meaning. If I were to quiz you on this particular passage and say to you what was Satan's primary motive, you may say it was to invalidate God's promise to the man. It says here, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, and he said to the woman, hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And so you would assume that Satan's primary assault was against the word of God. Why? Because that's what you've heard. Because continuing the subtlety of Satan, he wants you to focus on that concept. He wants you to focus on the concept that he's trying to strip the word of God of its power and validity. But if you carefully understand this text, that the serpent is subtle, you will see that he's trying to destroy the foundation of family by raising the woman's knowledge above the man's. He was not simply trying to get them to violate the word of God. He was trying to destroy the foundation of family, because she was supposed to go to her husband, being the helper, and say, guess what, honey? That boa constrictor came over and said that God's word wasn't true. You need to handle this. Watch this. When the sun goes down and the bell rings in the Lambert house, Lady Lambert doesn't open the door. I can be upstairs, she can be downstairs, she will not go to that door when the sun is down. Because it might be danger. And when the sun is down, I don't go empty-handed. Because it might be danger. Just long as I let them in the house. Right? I let them in the house. Don't do it outside and drag them in. They got to be in the house. Okay. So I can say, if you're going to rob me, come on in. Then close the door. Then, okay, thank you. Police officers always help me. So what is she saying? I don't know if it's dangerous or not. It could not be. But why should I risk it when Adam is here? The foundation of protection. She was supposed to go to Adam and say, hey, this serpent, you need to handle this. Satan continues the assault against the helper. Why? I need to destroy families. I ain't worried about that word, because if I know God, he's got a plan to rescue them anyway. Even if I mess them up, if I know God, he's got a plan to restore. That ain't my issue, because I can't stop God's plans. That's why I'm here now, being stripped of all of my archangel power and privilege. I can't guard the throne of God anymore. I can't worship with the choir anymore. But I'm telling you, I'm going to hit at something that's so precious to God that he will never be able to recuperate. And I'm going to hit at family. I'm going to destroy families. And so I'm going to start with the foundation. I'm going to go to that woman. I'm going to say, has God said? And God is never going to come to the wife and give her direction for the house without going to the head.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
11215A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news. Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Praise it.